Welcome, everybody, to this month's episode of The Green Side. The Green Side is a collaboration between the Hackers Paradise and PutterZone.com and is everything you ever wanted to know about the short game with a heavy emphasis on putters. I want to introduce my host this month, and he's with me each and every month, and that is Sean from PutterZone. How are you?
Great, Josh. How are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. We have kind of some interesting news, so to speak, and I want to kick the show off with that, and that is that I'm standing beside greatness, so to speak, at least through a telephone line, and that is I got word through you, obviously, that you released a new book, and I got a sneak preview of it, and it was incredible. And I'll get into my thoughts on it in a second, but why don't you tell the listeners what you have that is coming out?
Yeah, Josh, as you know, I've been sort of toiling away in secret, putting the finishing touches on this, and the book is called Putter Perfection, and the subtitle is The Groundbreaking Guide to Finding the Right Fit for Your Game, and basically it's the first book to explain essential putter fitting fundamentals in a comprehensive yet easy-to-read format for the average golfer. It's sort of a grip-it-and-rip-it and let's-get-going how-to guide on putter fitting.
Well, you know, before we get into, you know, the where you can get it and things like that, or where everybody can get it, I can tell the listeners that I got it a few weeks back, and I couldn't put it down. And I'm not saying that because you're my co-host. I actually read it in just a couple of days, and I found myself going through my putters and seeing which ones fit me and which ones don't. And it was kind of eye-opening to me, at least from the layman's terms and explaining it easy. And I really do think, and again, I'm not saying this, you guys know our show, you know I wouldn't say something if I didn't believe it, but I really enjoyed it and found that it was more information than most people will ever need, but still explained in a nice, concise manner that will help any golfer who cares about putting and putters.
Well, I really appreciate your feedback because, you know, what you said is exactly what I was trying to achieve, is something that really covered the gamut but wasn't too detail-laden. You know, it's about learn, apply, and improve, and just, you know, let's get going. And so, you know, it's kind of a slim book, but that's by design. It's, you know, I didn't want to – you could just go on and on with this. I mean, it's like an onion. You can just keep peeling layers and layers and layers. But the point of this book is just to really hit the average golfer where they're at, if they're curious about putter fitting and what they can do to apply it to their own game and their own physique, then, you know, that's really what this book is about. So, you know, your feedback, what I'm hearing from you is, you know, exactly what I was trying to achieve with this.
Well, you know, that was the first thing that stuck out to me was when I was reading it, I got about a third of the way through it and I said, okay, well, maybe I'm not as lost as I thought I was, and all this stuff kind of makes sense to me. But it's stuff that even me, and we host a show monthly, and you know, I talk about this daily for a living. I still wasn't paying all the attention maybe that I should to it, and it was eye opening to me. It helped me select a putter again that I made a switch, but that's for a different time.
That's kind of the nature of our business, huh? We have so many sticks that we have so many that really aren't personally fit to ourselves.
Well, and that's true. But, you know, I never really applied the things I took out of your book to it. Now, you know, for people who want to order this right away, where can they order it?
There is a dedicated website, putterperfection.com, where you can learn more about the book and also order it right through the website on Amazon.com.
Okay, and I can tell you that we hope a bunch of THPers run out and grab it, and because Sean is a co-host of us, we're also going to have it available in the THP store on our website coming up soon, and those will begin shipping next week.
Yeah, I really appreciate you doing that, and you know, look forward to connecting with the THP gang on this, and if they have any questions, they can certainly contact me. You know, we've talked about, you know, Never Compromise and Seymour and some of these other companies that are offering, you know, a larger suite of personal and custom fitting options at the point of purchase. And that's really where things are headed now. You know, we're just seeing an expanded emphasis on the benefits of putter fitting. But I think what a lot of golfers are struggling with is, you know, yeah, they can order their a custom lie angle or loft or length, but you have to really understand those things first before you can make an informed decision. And I think, you know, the industry as a whole hasn't done a great job of explaining those types of options to the average golfer. And that's, you know, that's really the mission of this book, is to help people bridge that gap so that they can take advantage of what is a really good trend, which is just custom fitting options at the point of purchase.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. Golfer Gal and myself went to visit my parents over the holiday weekend and play the course that they live on, which is the Ocean Course at Hammock Beach, which is just an absolute beautiful golf course. My father is a notoriously bad putter. He's a good golfer, you know, as he's in his early 70s now, 70 actually, years old, be 71 soon. And he's just a bad putter, and he gets it in his head, and it's just a snowball effect and so on and so forth. And I brought him some putters to try out, and he's wants to go to a belly putter and then a long putter and this and that. And I brought him to a website, which was one of the ones you just mentioned, and he was picking this up, and he said to me, well, how do I know what lie angle I need? And I said, well, you need to get a putter fitting, and we can explain that. And he said, well, what's the difference? You know, I'll adapt to whatever it is. But I tried to explain to him that could be the biggest issue. I mean, if a putter doesn't fit you, just like any other club, why would you play it?
Yeah, and how long has he been playing?
50 years.
Yeah. And this is common, and you know, I don't want people to feel you know, like we're putting them down or anything, but it's just this is, it's a very common tale, and I think people are a little gun shy or a little intimidated by these things, and what I want to do with this book is to make this a very inclusive, positive thing. Hey, hey, you're 7 years old. Let's start on this journey now.
Well, you know, it's that's never too late. The biggest thing is, you know, I've always explained that knowledge is power for consumers. And if you have the knowledge going in, it will only help you down the road. Now, you know, we'll touch on the book and upcoming shows as well. And we'll have a discussion on the THP forum about it. Because like I said, I found it fascinating. I'm not saying that because Sean's a co-host. I really did enjoy it. And you know, I thank him for the advanced copy I got, but it will be available at www.putterperfection.com.
Hey, I have to give a quick shout out. You know, this is one of those sort of takes a village projects, and your input and feedback was really valuable. And I also want to mention that I had the assistance of two technical expert advisors, Pat O'Brien, who's the putting instructor to Zach Johnson and Stuart Sink and many other PGA Tour professionals, as well as Adam Sheldon at Never Compromise, the master craftsman there. And I leaned on them as my technical experts to make sure that my I's were dotted and the T's were crossed. And so, you know, I can't talk about this project without talking about, you know, them and you and my friends at Golfland Warehouse, who really kind of rallied around this project. So my thanks go out to all of you.
And what I'm hearing is if you buy this book, you can putt like Zach Johnson and your putter will look like something Adam Sheldon cracked. I think that's
quite
what
possibly.
I heard. Speaking of Adam Sheldon, and you touched on Never Compromise, about a month ago, one of the writers for THP, his name's Ryan, wrote an article about Never Compromise kind of breaking the barrier and jumping into the tour in a big way, and something that you don't see all the time when a new putter company comes out. And yes, it's housed under the same as some larger OEMs that sponsor a lot of players, but putters are an interesting thing. And we saw a lot of tour players quickly jump into it. And he was talking about how soon before they got into the winner's circle. And some said, oh, they don't have the talent and this and that. And then we saw David Toms get close, but not pull it out. And then just last week, he pulled out the big win with the first ever win for the Dinero.
Yeah, how about that? That dude.
Talk about coming back from oblivion.
Yeah. 2 weeks in a row, more than $2 million earned in the span of, 9 days?
Yeah, so I don't feel so bad for him for coming back for oblivion now.
Was there a more appropriately named putter than Dinero?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, and before that too, Steve Marino was really knocking on the door in a few tournaments.
Well, if somebody would have asked me who would have gotten the first win with the never compromise line, which I said it'll happen this year. I was sold on it. I would have said Marino. I've been saying it for 2 years now that he's going to get his first win, and it hasn't happened yet, but he's come close.
Very close this year.
Came out of nowhere, including the 25-footer to go into the playoff, and then, of course, he missed the 3-footer. But stuck with it and then pulls out a win the following week. It was nice to see them get the win. I know Adam is the master craftsman and is excited about this, and I think it leads to more players jumping on board.
Yeah, and the putt that really sent chills up my spine was the one tournament that he didn't win, but where he forced the playoff on that final hole.
Yes,
the week before he did win, and that was like a 12 or 15 footer, and he just drained it. I mean, that was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, so you know, never compromise, picking up their wins. I think it's only a matter of time before we start seeing more and more stack up. The product is just that good. We've touched on it in the past. And I want to congratulate Never Compromise and Adam on picking up their first win.
Yeah, ditto.
Now, a company that is knows wins quite well, including majors, is Seymour Putters. And Seymour has a new product coming out. And one of the things one of the things that brings this up to me is on the THP forum, Seymour was kind enough to send 10 putters of the SI series to golfers who have not used the Seymour RST or a Seymour putter in the past, and let them just do a long-term review, talk about them, how it's working for them, etc. And the feedback has been phenomenal. 10 golfers, not paid, not anything else, just doing a review, updating it each week on their journey through finding the Seymour system working for them. And it's going really well. Now shift forward, and it looks like the new Seymour 1 CS is hitting the market. What are your thoughts on it?
You know, I don't have one in hand, but I was fortunate to sort of get a sneak peek at this putter at the AT&T Pro-Am at Pebble Beach earlier this year. Jason from Seymour was on the practice green, and he had one of these, and I just thought it was really cool. It's a hybrid, really, of kind of the original Seymour look and some of the more modern designs that they've put out. And so it kind of, you could almost see it being one of the original Seymours, and yet it is different and it is new.
Yeah.
It's just a very simple design with it's sort of a blade with a scoop flange and just very symmetrical and pleasing to the eye.
You know, we got our sneak peek of it at Bay Hill, and I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and the first thing I thought of is original M series meets FGP.
Yeah, exactly.
But the best part is what a great ball scooper for all those putts I missed.
yeah, it's perfect. I mean, with that center shaft and that flange and the symmetry of the head, I mean, it's a beautiful putter.
It's a gorgeous putter, and the one that we saw is an all black finish, and it has a single white sight line going back from the center shaft that I just love the whole thing. And you know, you're looking at their putters. This is a carbon steel version. They're going to have that unique Seymour carbon steel sound and feel that I really enjoy. I mess around on our indoor putting green here at THPHQ. I mess around a lot with the FGP in carbon steel, and I absolutely love it.
You wouldn't call it buttery, would you?
No, I don't believe that term exists. However, I have learned that all things forged are buttery soft, or most things, making my laptop incredibly buttery soft.
Makes me want to have a piece of toast.
My new cell phone, I hear, is forged out of one piece as well, so I better be careful. I don't want it to get dinged up. However,
put it on some popcorn.
Going back to the Seymour and not our making fun of terminology for the insane, this putter kind of screams at me that, hey, you want this. And granted, I'm not the best person to shy away from those kind of things. But, you know, you go to the Seymour site, and the first thing you see is, okay, custom length, custom lie. It's got the loft. It gives you the different head weight choices. I'm in the minority, it seems, recently, where I prefer a lighter-headed putter. It's milled carbon steel and everything else. And it runs right around that $295, $299 price mark I believe, for just like most of their M series putters. But this is one you've got to take a look at. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it screams play me.
Yeah, I totally agree. And with regard to head weight, they offer two head weight options, which is really cool, 335 grams and 350.
And
So that's a really cool thing.
that's something you and I will have to address on a future show, and that is different head weights and, you know, preferences and why people like more and why go heavier and so on and so forth.
I'm leaning lighter like you these days.
Yeah, I've gone back. I've For a long time, I was a light putter user. I've switched to heavier because it was the trend, and I guess that's what you were supposed to do. But I've gone back to a lighter putter, and I'm putting better, and I really do like it. But you know, I don't want to get too deep into that because there's so much to talk about. And one of the things that I wanted to address with you this week is what's in our bag. And I'm catching you on the spot here because it's not something we prepared for, and I did that on purpose. Now, people ask all the time, you know, what do you putt with? And we've covered it on this show many times how often I change, and it's the only club in the bag I seem to change quite frequently. But I always end up going back to something that I'm used to. But I keep getting the same question over and over again, and that is, what's in your bag? And so I'm putting you on the spot right now. Let's hear the answer.
Well, my bag is like a carousel.
It's one of those bag boy revolvers with just
Kinda,
14 putters in there?
Yeah, I freely admit that I don't get out to play rounds of golf as much as I would like. There's a lot of factors to that. I spend a lot of my recreational free time on the putting green with all these putters, and you know, I have a family and work and all that. And so,
always
you know, I'm like a lot of people out there. I do not get to golf as much as I would like. And in that context, I have all of these putters that I'm excited about. So my bag is sort of a revolving door, which, you know, sounds crazy, but when there's a Bettinardi studio stock here and a never compromised De Niro Tycoon, it's just not hard to say, you know, okay, I got to take this out today. It's one thing to do it on the practice green. It's another to actually, you know, play it in a round. And so what's in my bag right now is that Bettinardi studio stock.
Which number are you using?
It's the number 8, I believe.
Okay. I actually really enjoy the Bettinardi Studio stock line. And right now in my bag, I've gone back to a Seymour. I'm using their M2 from their line. I've paint-filled it and done crazy stuff to it. And it always seems like when I struggle putting, I go back to a Seymour. The RST really helps me. I documented this on the THP forum. But one of the things that's doing this time is I'm just making more putts. Now, some of these new putters that we've gotten in recently are catching my eye, and they're going to be in the bag soon too. Which, like you said, the De Niro, the Bettinardi Studio Stock number 7, which kind of looks like Batman, as Golfer Gal puts it, has gone in the bag a few times, and so many others. But right now I'm back to the M2. It's the putter I always go back to for some reason, but it's just making more putts. Now, people ask all the time about shape. And do you have a classic shape? And I don't mean putter shape here. I'm going to throw a curveball at you again. When it comes to the hosel or as the shaft goes into the club head, do you have a specific shape that you prefer over another?
I'm kind of drawn to the plumber's neck and the full shaft offset. That's kind of what I'm drawn to. But I have to be careful because depending on, you know, the putter and how it's constructed, sometimes that can affect how I see the face angle in relation to the target line.
So that's the style that draws your eye to it.
Yeah, it draws my eyes, and it's something I'm comfortable with and I like and seems to work for me, and I like having my hands a little forward. So
and
that's kind of what I'm drawn to. But, you know, when I put the Seymour center shafteds into play, you know, I certainly see the benefits and merits of those as well. You know, and maybe this goes against the grain of some of these putter fitting things that I'm talking about. But, you know, it's a journey, too. You find something works for you, and then but it doesn't mean something else can't work or something else isn't better. But, yeah, I'm drawn to that full shaft offset. And that's what's, to me, exciting about what Seymour has done with the RST-2 is brought that rifle scope alignment system to that type of hosel.
For those, you know, who are struggling with the terminology and things like that, I can relate back to www.putterperfection.com. And I wasn't planning on that. This wasn't like a plug to go back to that. It just kind of dawned on me that I was like, God, I think I remember what that is. Oh, yeah, I read that in Sean's book.
Yeah, and, you know, referring back to that, too, when you talk about what's in the bag, I will say that the putters that I'm drawn to in that sort of revolving door are the ones which I've had the opportunity to be personally fit in terms of the calling out some of the options on those. And that's, you know, the Bettinardi, the Never Compromise, the Seymour. I'm able to get those at the specs that I prefer. Now, and so those are the ones that when I do move them around or gravitate toward, it is those putters that I know, you know, kind of have the specs that fit my game and physique.
Now, speaking of the book and putter fitting, is there a chapter that you'd like to share with people on belly putters and chest putters?
There is a little bit of that in there, yes.
There is.
Yeah, in fact, I kind of changed it a little because of your needling. And I could feel you needling me as I was...
When I was reading that, I was just like, wait, didn't we just have this conversation?
Yeah. You know, it's changed a little. You'll see. Yeah.
Well, now, here's a question for you. You know, after our last show, we put the topic up of if the chest putter or belly putter, and I'll use the chest as an example because, it's, you know, some people have an issue with the anchoring of the belly putter, but if the chest putter was giving you better strokes off your game and a better score overall, and it was guaranteed that if you used that putter, you would shave 2.5 or 3 strokes off your round. You said no, you still wouldn't do it, or you didn't think you would.
Well, did I say that?
Yeah, surprisingly enough, most of the forum agreed with you. I was absolutely shocked. So,
well, it's the word guaranteed. I mean, I guess if you said guaranteed, all things being equal, you will always have, you know, a lower score by 3 strokes, then yeah, I could see that. But for me to know that, I would have to go out and play with that and practice with it and get fit for it.
And here comes the caveat.
What's that?
And here comes the excuse, which is you're not going to do that.
No, exactly. Not again, you know, with my limited time and access, is that a step I want to take and a journey I want to embark on? But, you know, that said, we've talked about how the pros, I mean, this is what they do. They do it day in and day out. They're practicing all day long. And if they hit a wall with a traditional putter, I certainly don't begrudge them doing whatever they can to, you know, perform better and put more moolah in their pockets. So, but yeah, that's interesting about the forum. They kind of agreed, huh?
Yeah, I was surprised, but they did agree. Now, go ahead.
I guess if you just said, you know, stick one in your hand and you will automatically forever, you know, save 3 strokes per round, then yeah. That's different though than me saying, you know what, I'm going to go take this on as a project and do whatever it takes to play with this type of putter and perform and then find out whether or not I'm actually doing better with it. That's not something I'm interested in.
Now,
didn't I make a smart-ass comment too, like, you know, what if I could putt better with wearing, you know, pink short shorts or something?
Exactly. now, you know, we're running out of time here, so I just want to say this is something that we're going to have to keep pressing on because my vain putter snob partner here decides that he will not play that, and I'm kidding, of course. It's a personal choice that everybody makes, and I don't play one, nor have I spent much time with one. But I want to wrap.
Yeah, for someone who's seemingly endorsing it, I'm still waiting for you to kick that. What is it? That M2 out of your bag and go for.
I do have a belly shaft here. Maybe I'll put that drag it into the M2. I can see Seymour putters turning over in their grave, but. Now, I want to quickly give you one last plug on the book. We'll have it up in the forum. And it's www.putterperfection.com. Check it out. You can order right from there, as well as ordering from the THP store coming up soon. check it out. You will not be sorry. I swear to you, it is a really, really good read and something that I think anybody who's a golf enthusiast should check out.
Well, I really appreciate the kind words, and definitely looking forward to the THP team feedback.
Well, we will definitely make sure that a few of the readers check it out, and we look forward to their feedback as well. So for myself in the Hacker's Paradise, this is Sean from PutterZone.com. We hope you enjoyed another show, and we will be at you next month. We look forward to hearing from you, and a saying we like to have here on the Greenside Radio Show is, don't fear the greens, conquer them. Goodbye, everybody.